D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to southwesternoutdoorsman.com to get your hunting gear and all your needs today. It's also brought to you by Headline Outdoors. Download Headline Outdoors on Roku or Fire TV and start enjoying the outdoors with hundreds of outdoor hunting and fishing episodes.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
Welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, we got Big Bass, Trail Cams. We just got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Finally, things are picking up in the hunting world. So, you know, that means you can listen to Dustin and I talk. What more do you want to do with your life? How you doing today, Dustin?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I am doing good. I can't complain. It's been raining for like the last 3 days here. So it finally decided to stop raining about like 2 hours ago. Now everything's drying up.
They're calling for rain this weekend, so...
Yeah, I'm over the rain. I'm ready for summer to be here. That's for sure. Well,
talking about 80 degrees Friday and then 70 Saturday with rain. So.
Oh, nice and humid.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So if you did decide to put in, if you were late today, or if you're late on March 22nd, which happens to be today when I record this, and you didn't put in for your New Mexico big game on time, you're a procrastinator like some people are, including myself, the system went down. So New Mexico was nice enough to actually extend it for the procrastinators to draw one more day. That was pretty nice of them. You usually don't see that out of government.
They get a little extra money out of you, so yeah, they'll probably delay
a little bit. Yeah, a little extra money. You know, oh, man. Yeah, it was, I guess the whole state, like, systems went down. Like, it wasn't just Game and Fish. It was everybody in the state. So it was nice of them to extend it. Everybody's got their panties in a bunch. But it does show state agencies can run effectively. Oh, but speaking about draws, we have coming up on the 29th in North Dakota, you have a big horn sheep, moose, and elk draw. And if you want to play the lottery like I like to do, on the March of the 30th of March, the Virginia elk draws back. We'll see what happens. Maybe second time's a charm for me. I'm not feeling lucky, but, you know, that'd be nice.
Yeah, come on out to the East Coast.
I would love to. You guys get some big elk out there. So I wouldn't complain one bit on that at all. But, you know, those big elk, last episode we talked about 400-inch elk being taken out of Virginia. So it'd be fun. Come out that way. Come home with an elk. Little road trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you drive out here or would you fly?
You know, I always thought of that. I think I would drive because I'd have to get my elk head home and then some of the meat and all that stuff.
I mean, you could fly out and then just run a U-Haul. And just bring it back.
That's true. I didn't think of that. Maybe I'd do that.
When my dad and I was looking at going out to Montana to elk hunt in Colorado and all, that's what everybody was saying. You just fly out there, and then if you do kill something, you can
get you
all just pack it all back.
Well, then that's what I'll do. That's a smart idea. I actually never thought of that. I was like, I would just have a little road trip. Might be a long one because that's like all the way across the country for me. But
yes.
Yeah, road trip home. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. I think last year there was like a lot. I can't remember the exact number. I want to say like 20,000-30,000 applicants for 4 tags. So I don't know. We'll see what happens here. I mean, if not, your local game and fish warden out there in Virginia, you're welcome for the donation. Speaking of big game hunting on the East Coast, a man in North Carolina, actually in Western North Carolina, we gotta clear that up. He's harvested the largest black bear, breaking the 30-year record. Now, this bear is huge. This bear was shot on October 18th of 2022, 695 pounds, on the second day of Carolina's open season. That's huge. The previous record was 688 pounds killed early in Madison County in the 1990s. So, do you imagine you had like you're holding this record, and then you get beat out by 7 pounds and lost just like
that. You held it for 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, and think of your 5 pounds. I mean, 695, that's probably, there's probably a 700-pound bear out there someplace in North Carolina. We'll definitely have pictures of it up there. I mean, God, that just,
yeah,
that just sounds like a pain to pack out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it's pretty.
It depends on where it's at. How they do it. Some of them, if they can get a tractor or a four wheeler to it, if not, yeah, they will cut it up, put it in wheelbarrows, and bring them out.
Wheelbarrows? Oh, my. See, bear hunting's like this. So you're hiking it up and down canyons. Last year, I was talking to one of my buddies that hunts in the camp over to him next to bear camp. They had to call in the helicopter because the guy had a heat stroke from trying to pack his bear out because it was like 110 degrees out. You guys are over there on the East Coast with your wheelbarrows.
Yeah, it's a couple of the guys that they hunt National Forest, I believe is what they said.
Yeah.
You can't take motor vehicles in there.
Wilderness areas.
Yeah, so they kind of just take the wheelbarrows in if they've killed something, and then that's how they bring it out.
That's smart. I never thought of that. I mean, I don't know, wheelbarrow going though up and down hills. That might be a pain in the butt too. Mm-hmm. Who knows? That's just a big bear. I mean, would a bear like that even really taste well? That's got to be an old fat bear. I mean, it is an old fat bear. You'll see in the pictures.
It's enough meat to fill your freezer, and I would eat on it till it was gone with the meat prices the way they are today.
I guess that's true. You can process meat pretty well today. I didn't think of that. Golly, that's just a huge bear.
Yes.
Man. Honestly, I don't even know. Like, could you imagine, like, I guess that's a big target, though, to shoot. Like,
the picture I'm looking at, it looks like you have some guys standing there, and it looks like a giant black teardrops.
Yeah. Right in between them. It's absolutely.
He's about 3 foot taller than they are.
Yeah, but that thing's massive. Oh, man. I just got, and you know what? Looking at the picture, too, like, that bear is hanging. Like, the thing, it didn't even look like they field dressed it yet.
Well, that's the back of it, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess maybe they did field, but still, that bear's in one piece. They drug that thing out somehow.
They might have got a tractor in there, too, at Ma.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they brought out my buffalo when I shot that. They actually took a tractor and then scooped it up.
Wow, they got 28 quarts of bear meat out of it.
Oh, God. They killed it.
Yeah. They scooped up your buffalo up with a tractor. That's kind of cool, too. And then you just got it on the tractor? Like, hanging in the air and shh, or do you take it to, like, a field dressing station?
They had a on-site butcher shop.
Gotcha.
They had the meat hooks and all, which kind of looks like in that picture they've got it hanging ready to go to work on that.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, if you like bears, if you like big fat bears, like that bear, obviously that bear is eating well. It took a long time, but in the anti-wildlife people were suing the United States Forest Service in Wyoming and Idaho, saying that the baiting of black bears should be illegal in national forests. Well, thank goodness, because partly of the American Bear Foundation and other groups, that was shot down. And you can bait in the national forests of Wyoming and Idaho for bears. That's funny. I was reading some stories on these bear baiting up in like Idaho and stuff. People, like, you know, they hike in their big 50-gallon metal drums filled up with like bread and molasses and stuff. And there was a story I was reading, and a guy was like, "Yeah, the drum was just buried under this all this crap, which means there's a grizzly bear around." And I got out of there really fast. It's like, well, I don't blame you on that one. That does not sound like fun. Definitely a lot harder bear baiting because you're hiking all that stuff like into the woods and setting up. That just doesn't sound like a good time.
Well, if he's bear hunting, then why is he trying to get out of there if it's a grizzly bear there?
Can't hunt grizzly bears in the lower 48. You can only hunt black bears. And grizzly bears attack people a little bit more than black bears. Yeah. So that's why. I mean, it's just eerie, I guess, knowing that a grizzly bear is around there. But, you know. Yeah, so that's a win. Put that one in the W column for hunters here. About dang time we get a W. You know? Oh, man. I mean, but if they had what's happening in Montana, you know, they might not have had this issue with these people suing these crazies. Montana's passing a law right now that says HB 419, which is moved to the Senate Natural Resource Committee, which will prevent unjust and frivolous lawsuits in Montana. Essentially, what it means is any organization wishing to file a lawsuit against a hunting or fishing or trapping activity has to post a minimum of $50,000 bond. But if the judge wishes, it could go up to $1 million to the judge hearing the case to sue hunting and saying to get rid of all these stupid lawsuits. This is really was a case of course, the anti-hunters going after wolves and wolves hunting, saying it was wrong. Hunters lost out on opportunities of hunting, and outfitters lost out on having people coming because they had to refund their clients. Ultimately, again, the lawsuit failed. But, you know, now they're going to have to pit up a pretty penny if they feel like just doing these stupid lawsuits like they've been doing. And they always lose them. So it's like, what are you even doing here, you know? So it'll be interesting to see if the lawsuits start to drop now. You aren't going to see as many in Montana. It'll be also interesting to see if other states start adopting this.
I think
that'll be interesting because, you know, other states, they're suing everywhere, especially Wyoming. We just talked about how they're suing because the wolves got shot in Colorado. But now that wolf pack, or the wolves from Colorado go to Wyoming, migrate to Wyoming, they're sort of saying that they shouldn't do that. The wolf pack in Colorado just killed two dogs up in northern Colorado out of that pack. You don't see these anti-hunting groups lining up to pay for a new dog. Oh, man. And we'll be back from a quick word over at our buddies over at Pure Pro. And yeah.
Whether you're hunting, fishing, scouting, sitting down for long periods of times just really takes it out of you. Your back is sore, your body is sore. You're going to have to leave your tree stand or blind early just because you are not comfortable. Well, let's change that with Pure Pro. Pure Pro is making an avid hunter, outdoor enthusiast, some most comfortable products out there in the market. You can be able to sit for long periods of times and not have a sore back or body. Made right here in the USA. Get your Pure Pro products today at www.purepro.com. That is www.pur-pro.com today.
You said you're out hunting, you need a comfortable place to sit down, or you're just doing other activities around the house or out and about. Pure Pro is the way to go. You know, before the break, we talked about how anti-hunting bills are getting stricken down. And now Kansas has decided to ban trail cameras. It's the latest state to do this. You can't use it on any public land. You can use it on your private land. Which at all walk-in land, you cannot use it as well in Kansas. That's roughly 30,000 acres of wildlife areas, as well as nearly 1.5 million acres of property enrolled in the Kansas Walk-in Hunter Assistance Program. It is pretty interesting that it's joining, obviously, Arizona and Nevada that have banned trail cameras in Utah banned it for like, I think it's from July to November. They can't use it. But it's interesting that these major hunting companies that sell trail cameras aren't really ringing the bell when these laws come up for vote, you know. Right. It's, I don't know, it's interesting. You know, I do see the dagger sides of trail cameras of people stealing them. You see that in Arizona all the time, or people just piling them on top of water. But, you know, if you're someone that's hunting out of state or hunting far away and you only get, you know, a week to scout, you come out to scout, you know, a month or two before your hunt, you can just place a trail camera there in a couple areas to know kind of what you're looking for. So when you're ready to come out hunting, you go check your trail cameras and you'll have an idea if you're in the right area. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm sure eventually almost all states will outlaw it on public land and it'll become a private land use thing.
Devil's advocate here. You think maybe the manufacturers don't really realize it till it's already happened? Because according to what I'm reading, it happened on the 9th. You know, as of March 9th, Kansas has banned all trail cameras on public land, and I didn't see it till the 19th.
So, yes.
Granted, I'm not in Kansas. I'm not around Kansas. I'm not watching Kansas news, but who's yes to say, you know, the trail camera companies aren't as well?
So, yes and no. So, because I remember, like, when it came in Arizona, not many people knew it was happening, but Arizona, like, because they put out what the agenda is going to be for the vote on these game and fish meets ahead of time. I want to say they're published, like, 3 days before. So, like, I feel like the residents of those states know what's happening. Like, Arizona, everybody in Arizona knew about it, but not many people outside of Arizona knew.
Did anybody contact, you know?
Yeah, oh, there's lots of people on hunting forums saying, we reached out to this game company, game camera company, this one, no one ever responded.
Huh.
Yeah.
They need to pick up their game and
yeah, you think they would want to make money.
Yeah.
But you know,
throat.
Yeah. Teach their own. yeah. Who knows? Who cares? I do care, but I don't care if their companies don't want to help themselves, you know. We pay them good enough money anyways. You know, I have a couple trail cameras sitting on my shelf now, which I don't know. I keep them because, you know, eventually I'll be in a place where trail cameras I can use.
So they are illegal or illegal to use in Arizona?
So in Arizona, they are illegal to use for the purpose of hunting.
Okay.
So I can go out and bird watch in my hunting area. And if a huge mule deer walks by, well, my trail camera was set there for bird watching.
I mean, if it was illegal, then I might have to make an anonymous call to, you know.
Oh, I don't have them out. Mine are all sitting on my garage shelf. I don't put them out anymore just because of that. I don't want to deal with it. And the areas I hunt, I know pretty well now that I don't need to put trail cameras out. I mean, it was nice to have them out just to see what the size of the animals were, what's coming in and out. But I don't really have them. I don't have any out. But I don't go to new areas anymore where I need to use them. Nice try there.
I was going to get some rewards.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. You know, we talked about in the last episode, you know, there's shed hunting being closed in Utah due to the winter that's happening out there. A new bill could change shed hunting in Idaho. Senate Bill 1143, which introduced, allowed Idaho Game and Fish Commission the ability to separate shed seasons for antelope, deer, elk, and moose. So could you imagine that? Different seasons for each animal. You're out there moose shed hunting, you come across an elk shed, you're like, oh, can't touch that one because that's against the rules. Which is interesting. I mean, it has been a rough winter out in Idaho. They have put about 20 feeding stations throughout the southeast region and close some wildlife management areas to let the animals eat and not be pushed with all this crazy winter weather we're getting out here. I think it's just fun. He could be out shed hunting for one animal shed, but not the other. That's just my opinion.
All right, I'm going to ask a dumb question. Do all those animals drop their antlers at the same time?
You know, I'm assuming so. I don't know. I mean, I would assume deer and elk and moose do pretty similar. But I'm not too sure on that. I'm assuming they do. The only thing, if you like snakes, go to Jacksonville, Florida. Go to Florida in general. They got pythons. They got all of this.
They pay you to hunt those down there.
They do. They do. This, I have seen some snakes. This snake is massive. I mean, I've seen snakes hunting. They say this snake's 6 feet. I'm not buying the 6 foot part of it. I'm buying it's all of 4'9". This thing's massive. This thing ain't an alligator. This thing ain't something. This thing is huge. We'll put a picture on our Instagram. I'm going to put one of those loose in Dustin's house when I get that elk tag back in Virginia. newest headline outdoor episode, rattlesnake hunting in my house.
That's fine.
Hey, should have never said you're calling game and fish on the hot game cameras.
Why don't you have a floor? I didn't reload.
I didn't reload. It looks better this way anyways. I like the draft coming up. Oh man, yeah, the snake's huge. We'll put it up there for y'all to see. Speaking about large animals, the world's heaviest largemouth bass ever landed, captured on video. Interesting. In Manauba, Kurita, in Lake Biwa, Japan, it's technically the Kurita bass. Bass was once an ounce larger. This hog weighed 22.4 pounds and was about 29 inches. Close enough, which is, it tied the fishing record that they have over there. I did not know they had largemouth bass in Japan. This thing is huge too. This thing ate the rattlesnake. The rattlesnake ate this thing. God damn. I can barely catch little sunfish. People out here catching massive bass over in Japan. Maybe it had some of that Fukushima reactor in it.
Yeah. They little glowing action going on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this place is at. I'm not a geography expert in Japan. I'm not even a geography expert in the United States. So yeah, well, the U.S. is taken over by Japan now. The U.S. held the previous record. We know what to do.
Up your game, people.
Yeah. Go catch a big bass this year. That's all that we have for you here at D&D Outdoors. We hope you enjoyed listening to rant, rave, get mistakes on states, but that part was cut out. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. If you're heading to work, it will be over soon. We'll be right back.